showed us extraordinary kindness. For they kindled a fire and took us all in because of the rain that had started and because of the came out because of the heat and fastened itself on his head.
Fire and suffered no harm. Now they were expecting that he was going to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had waited a long time and had seen nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and began to say that he was a god. Now in the neighboring parts of that place were lands belonging to the leading man of the island, named Publius, who welcomed us and entertained us warmly for 3 days.
And it happened that the father of Publius was lying in bed afflicted with a recurring fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him. After this happened, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases were coming to him and being cured.
They also showed us many honors, and when we were about to set sail, they supplied us with everything.
After 3 months, we set sail on an Alexandrian ship, which had wintered at the island, and which had the twin brothers for its figurehead. And were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And that is how we came to Rome. And from there the brothers and sisters, when they heard about us, came as far as the market of Appia.
Stay by himself with the soldier who was guarding him.
After 3 days, Paul called together those who were the leading men of the Jews and when they came together, he began saying to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. And when they had examined me, they were willing to release me because there were no grounds for putting me to death. But when the Jews objected, I was forced to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had any accusation against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I requested to see you and to speak with you, since I am wearing this chain for the sake of the hope of Israel." They said to him, "We have neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor has any of the brothers come here and reported or spoken anything bad about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are. For regarding this sect, it is known to us that it is spoken against everywhere." When they had set a day, they disagreed with one another, they began leaving after Paul said one parting statement. "The Holy Spirit rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers, saying, 'Go to this people and say, of this people have become insensitive, and with their ears they hardly hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will also listen. Now Paul stayed 2 full years in his own rented lodging and welcomed all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching things about the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness, unhindered.